Ghana's next parliament will witness a blend of new and young members, as well as the old and experienced. It will see the likes of E.T. Mensah and Alban Bagbin, who have already spent 20 years in the chamber. Younger ones like Samuel Okudzeto-Ablakwa, Fifi Kwete, Richard Kwashiga, Benita Golomeke Okitedie, and Esla Owusu will also be making their entry come January 7. Mr. Samuel Okudzeto-Ablakwa shared his joy with Radio Ghana in this interview with Bubu Klinogo.
First of all, I want to express my sincerest appreciation to the people of North Tong for the overwhelming support they gave for the president's candidature, my candidature, and their continuous loyalty to the National Democratic Congress. I pledge to be a worthy representative, to work very hard to help improve the living conditions of all my people in North Tong. I want to also thank the people of Ghana using this medium. The trend as we are monitoring shows that the people of Ghana expect that President Mahama and his team will work hard to bring development and to make our lives better as Ghanaians. And I have no doubt that President Mahama will put up a very dedicated and committed spirit and commitment to the advancement of the better Ghana. And I'm so humbled by the support which the people of Ghana continue to show to the NDC and to the candidates that we put up for election.
Now that you're going to Parliament next year, next January, what should people be expecting from you?
I intend to carry out my parliamentary duties with excellence. I intend to be a dynamic, worthy representative of the people of North Tong. I will also work in the national interest. I will ensure that at all times the people of Ghana are served properly, because going to the legislature, you have to ensure that you provide the needed scrutiny, the needed supervisory role to ensure that bills, loans, and other agreements which come before the House are in Ghana's interest. I will make sure that at all times I put Ghana's interest first, regardless of what other consideration is in contention.
MP-elect for North Tong, Samuel Okudzeto-Ablakwa. However, luck was not on the side of others like Ras Mubarak and Bernard Mona. Ms. Mona attempted to wrest the WA central seat from incumbent Rashid Pelpo, but was unsuccessful. He told Radio Ghana that he would have to consult with the family to decide the next line of action.
I am feeling well. I think that a burden has been taken off me somehow. I'm so relaxed at home, and I've gone around to thank some of the people that helped me in the campaign effort. And my team wants to do a post-mortem of our defeat, but I think that it's too early at this point as well. So we've taken it. I've congratulated the victor, Rashid Pelpo. We're six of us, and one of us was only destined to win. He won. So we need to congratulate, because that is the decision of the electorate that they prepared in Surat. So I have no difficulty in accepting the verdict. We worked hard. Everybody in the constituency will accept that we worked hard. We put up a very spirited campaign. But hey, it's not just about campaign. It's not about intellectualism. I'm sure that other factors play for it.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask you. Then what went wrong?
Well, it's difficult to say at this time, because you visit communities and they come out swearing and saying all manner of things, particularly against the incumbent, and saying that you will not even dare step foot in their constituency, those particular localities. And when the votes come, you see that he wins. So you want to go back and find out what happened. What has happened to all the swearing? I do not want to go the extent that others are going, talking that money was a problem, because we alerted people that there will be money. People made the vows of not accepting or taking the money and still voting for people who can do a better job. That did not happen. That's why I want to congratulate all that whatever success and strategies they deployed, probably those successes were superior to ours, and we've learned lessons from it, and we want to march forward with our lives.
Is it possible that in 4 years' time you will come back?
It will take my family and other associates to be able to support the idea. the wife was not happy because she thought that she had sacrificed everything to come around, particularly her own community, to talk, and with the assurances, it did not reflect in the vote. So it's difficult at this particular moment. And I can see some level of bitterness around family members. So I want to relax it for now. It's too premature to be thinking about 4 years now. It is important to allow those who have been elected to run their game for some time. And probably in 2016. We will be able to strategize if we want to go in or not.
You heard PNC General Secretary Bernard Mona. He contested and lost the WAF Central Parliamentary Elections.